Hello, this is Afi Pittman, founder of authorofmyfaith.com, the source of encouragement for today's Christian woman, and the Let's Talk About It community, a safe place for Christian women who need a safe place to talk about their life, relationship, and professional challenges. And welcome to my 30-day motivational series for Christian women entitled Breaking Away from Toxic Mindsets, Men, and Habits to Break Through to a New You. In this audio series, I'm going to give you daily audios of encouraging messages that address life, relationship, and professional issues that many women face. This is day one, and let's talk about taking the time to discover, accept, and if need be, deal with and correct what's really inside your heart. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee." And that's from the King James Version. Now, taken into context, this passage was advising a person to be careful when dealing with a certain type of person because they will say one thing and be another way inside their heart. So I want this to be our first audio because something I've observed is our struggle between saying one thing when in fact our hearts cause us to behave in another way, meaning what's in your heart is in direct opposition with what you say with your lips or your mouth. And notice how the scriptures say thinks in his heart. Or you can personalize it and say thinks in her heart. For a long time, I thought emotions and thoughts were two totally different things and that they were independent of one another. But the reality is that while they are different, they are so intertwined that if you don't learn to manage both, one usually winds up impacting the other. So right now, I want to give you a quick example of what I mean by what it looks like when you say one thing with your lips, but something totally different is going on inside your heart. Let's say that I have the goal to lose 15 pounds. I call up a friend and tell her all about my meal plan, my workout plan, and ask her to be my accountability partner because my goal is to lose 15 pounds in a specified period of time. She agrees to be my accountability partner, but a month into my plan, I'm not losing any weight. In fact, I've gained 5 pounds. And my friend asked me what's going on, and I confess I've been eating foods that I wasn't supposed to. I was supposed to cut them from my diet, but I've been eating them, and I skip workouts on the days that the two of us don't work out together. Yet, I just told her a month ago that losing those 15 pounds and getting in shape was such an important goal. If you've done something like this, you say one thing with your mouth, but wind up doing something totally different, you haven't addressed what's really going on inside of you, your inner thought life and your inner emotions. You haven't addressed why you're saying one thing while thinking another in your heart. What you think in your heart is who you are. Meaning it's how you're going to behave. So if this is where you are right now, I want you to take the time now to write out any discrepancies that you've noticed up to now between all the things that you say that you want, or maybe that you want to do, or that you want to be, but when you really think about being able to do and have those things, you feel one way about them, and in fact, you act in a manner that's completely different from what you say you want to do, be, or have. And I want you to talk to me about them. I want to know what you're struggling with and how I can help you. So email me at afi@authorofaithmen.com so we can talk. And until tomorrow, be encouraged and we will talk again tomorrow.